This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. But let's get into the deeds of the messenger in verses 2 through 3. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. Notice that the angel of Jehovah is holding the open book. Last time we saw a book in Revelation was the seven sealed book in the hand of God, the title Deed to the Earth. Here we see the same book, but it is now opened in his hand since the seven seals have been removed. And what we picture here is Christ's inheritance for death on the cross, that he will inherit the title Deed to the Earth, and also the right to reign over the earth because he gave his life. We also see him in these verses. He's crying with a loud voice as a lion. The voice of the lion is often associated with the voice of a ruler. And we find that in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 12. We're just going to turn there. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like the dew on the grass. In Joel chapter 3, verse 16, the Lord will also roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Even Satan, in his counterfeit role of ruler, goes about like a roaring lion. And we know this verse all too well in 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. This angel is the same as the lion of the tribe of Judah, whom we met in Revelation chapter 5:5. Let's get to verse 4 as we look at the message from heaven. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered. Do not write them. Here we see the mighty divine angel from heaven takes a posture of authority and roars like a lion, answered by seven thunders reverberating across the earth. We see a sevenfold message here. As the seven thunders uttered their voices, we see a sevenfold message. And in other places where it talks about the seven voices of the Lord is in Psalms 29. I'm going to read and turn to Psalms 29. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The glory, the God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.